The purpose, the length and the outcome of the tribulation can be found in the book of Daniel 12:1. Now at that time Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time, and at that time your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. And those who have insight will shine like the glow of the expanse of heaven. And those who lead the many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Verse 4. But as for you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal up the book until the end of time, many will roam about, and knowledge will increase. Verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others were standing, one on this bank of the stream and the other on that bank of the stream. Verse 6. And someone said to the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, how long will it be until the end of these wonders? Verse 7. And I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, as he raised his right hand and his left toward heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it would be for a time, times, and half a time, and as soon as they finish smashing the power of the holy people, all these events will be completed. Verse 8. But as for me, I heard but did not understand, so I said, my Lord, what will be the outcome of these events? Verse 9. And he said, go your way, Daniel, for these words will be kept secret and sealed up until the end time. Verse 10. Many will be purged, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. Verse 11. And from the time that the regular sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Verse 12. Blessed is the one who is patient and attains to the 1,335 days. Verse 13. But as for you, go your way to the end, then you will rest and rise for your allotted portion at the end of the age. This book of the Revelation was written in 96 AD, 26 years after the destruction of the Second Temple. The destruction of the First and Second Temples occurred and were a foreshadowing of what is yet to come. Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Jesus, shows his bondservants the things which must soon take place. The birth pain seals of the tribulation have been broken and the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he set forth in him regarding his plan of the fullness of the times, to bring all things together in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth has been revealed, see Ephesians 1:9-10, as foretold in Daniel, chapters 10-12, and as explained by Jesus and witnessed to by the apostles Paul, Peter, John and the disciple Timothy. We are awaiting the great and terrible day of the Lord, which will commence with the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal. He sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John, Revelation 1:2, and to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, and to all that he saw. Verse 3. Blessed is he who reads, and blessed are those who hear the words of this prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Revelation 1:1-3. Tribulation judgments of the last days and of the end of the age. Concern yourself with the first six seals. Events found in Revelation ch. 6, events found in Matthew chapter 24. The first tribulation seal, international, global, deceptions, conquest and political intrigue. The second tribulation seal, wars and rumors of war. The third tribulation seal, famines, earthquakes, pestilence. The fourth tribulation seal, death. The fifth tribulation seal, martyrdom, persecution, revealing of the Antichrist, the great apostasy. Wars, famine, earthquakes, pestilence, death, martyrs, persecutions. I hear so many people ask, if God is a loving God, how can he allow so much suffering in the world? Why do such bad things happen to good people? And, we have heard all the answers, some even denying that it is God who allows such bad things to happen. There seems to be three main categories of thought about why God allows bad things to happen. Satan's domain is this fallen world, at least, for now. Satan is called the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2:2. He is the ruler of this world in John 12:31. These titles and many more signify Satan's capabilities. It is Satan who brings trouble and suffering, even on the innocent. This fallen world brings both good and evil. God has told us in Matthew 5:44 that, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Such is the natural fallen world. God allows tribulation as a means of executing his righteous judgment on evil and as a means to prepare us by to live in his eternal kingdom. 1 Peter 1:4 to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, 5 who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Psalms 34:17 The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Verse 18 The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Verse 19 Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Verse 20 He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Verse 21 Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Verse 22 The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. God says, Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We will suffer, but God delivers us out of our afflictions. How is this so? Why must we suffer only to be delivered? Psalms 34 verse 22 says the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. This is not a simple act of deliverance from trouble. It is a divine deliverance, the redemption of your soul. It is a divine deliverance, the redemption of your soul. 3. Daniel 12 tells us God's purpose for suffering is so that many will be purged, purified and refined. Daniel 12:10 We are being prepared, as his bride, to enter his kingdom. Acts 14:22 tells us that strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And, 1 Peter 1 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4 To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5 Who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6 In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Verse 7 So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8 And though you have not seen him, you love him, and though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Verse 9 Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. We must endure to the end. Overcome tribulation and suffering. To enter his eternal presence. Finally, the Apostle Paul reminds us, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Romans 8:18 I suspect, if we are at all alike, that we want to escape troubles, trials and tribulation whenever possible. But God's word says he will use these trials to purge, purify and refine us, for our preparation to live in his eternal kingdom. Daniel 12:10 Just know that tribulation is already upon us and it intensifying. It has been foretold. Get ready. Stay ready. Overcome and endure to the end. And you shall be saved. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.